Two new national polls contain good news for President Obama. Surveys by CNN and CBS News and the New York Times show two-thirds of those asked approve of Mr. Obama's handling of his job. Sarah Dutton directs surveys for CBS News.
66% of Americans approve of the job President Obama is now doing, and that's a new high for his presidency. 24% disapprove.
The CBS New York Times poll also found more Americans optimistic about the economy and the direction of the country than before Mr. Obama was sworn into office. 39% say the country is headed in the right direction, up from just 15% in mid-January. Political experts say the favorable reviews of President Obama on his overseas trip may be contributing to his rising poll numbers. Mr. Obama's pledge to begin a new era of engagement with the world was generally warmly received during his trip, including his town meeting-style encounter with students in Turkey.
And I want you to know that I'm personally committed to a new chapter of American engagement. We can't afford to talk past one another, to focus only on our differences, or to let the walls of mistrust go up around us.
Political analyst Richard Wolff says foreign leaders are keenly aware of President Obama's general popularity around the world and want to take advantage of it themselves. Wolff was a guest on VOA's Issues in the News program.
Not just the media here, but the media overseas is tumbling over itself to put the Obamas on the front pages of the newspapers, leading the news bulletins. The world leaders are falling over themselves to get photographed with them. This is such a dramatic turnaround from what we saw towards the end of the Bush administration.
If there is a concern in the latest polls, it might be that the president is trying to do too much at once. In addition to turning around the weak domestic economy, Mr. Obama is pushing for reforms in health care and education and wants to make the U.S. more energy independent. Again, CBS pollster Sarah Dutton.
55% of Americans think President Obama is trying to accomplish the right amount, but 38% think he's trying to accomplish too much. Only 4% think he's trying to accomplish too little.
Republicans are also mindful of the president's strong approval ratings, even as they try to highlight their serious differences with Mr. Obama over his budget priorities. Senator John Cornyn of Texas told MSNBC's Morning Joe program that Mr. Obama seemed more focused on style than substance during his trip abroad.
We see the president doing a lot of things, and admittedly, his approval ratings are still high. He had a fabulous experience in Europe. But, campaigning, Joe, as you know, is different from governing. Governing is actually hard work.
Republicans have their own reasons to be concerned with the latest polls. The CBS News New York Times survey found that the Republican Party is viewed favorably by only 31% of those asked. That's the lowest rating in the 25 years that question has been asked in the CBS New York Times poll. In addition, nearly one quarter of the Republicans in the survey said they trust President Obama to make the right decisions about the economy over congressional Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.